Right now, in this moment, you've been guided here by your future self, the version of you that's living your dream life. You didn't find this video by accident. It's a call from the version of you that already knows how to create the life you desire. Everything you need to become that person is within you, and it all starts with aligning your energy with the reality you want. As you watch, consider what message your future self is sending you and think about what you'd want to say back to them, because they're listening. You can only see and experience what matches your current energy or vibration. If you're watching this, there's a reason. Something here might shift your life in a big way. According to quantum physics, there are countless realities existing all at the same time. Imagine that everything you could ever want is happening right now, just on different frequencies. The key to living your dream life is to align with the version of yourself that already exists in that reality you desire. The future version of you, the one with the love, success, or health you dream of, is already out there, waiting to guide you. You just need to tune into that version's frequency, like tuning a radio to the right station, and allow yourself to become that person. There's already a version of you that's abundant, healthy, and fulfilled. These versions exist right now, operating on their own frequencies. When you match your energy to theirs, you start to live that life. Your future self wants you to know that these possibilities are real. They're just waiting for you to align with them. All it takes is matching your vibration to that version of yourself, and your reality will begin to shift accordingly. Something is preventing you from fully experiencing the life you want. It's like being stuck on a certain channel in your life. Even though you want to switch to a better one, the channel you're on feels familiar and safe, even if it's not what you truly desire. For example, some of you might be stuck in a 9-to-5 job that you don't like. It feels comfortable because it's what you're used to. It might remind you of challenges from your past, like unfairness or constant struggle. The paycheck provides security, but it also keeps you stuck in a place that doesn't fulfill you. To move forward, you have to recognize this attachment and understand that real growth happens when you step into the unknown. Letting go of what's familiar, even if it's uncomfortable, is necessary to embrace something new. Some of you have already taken that step, while others are still thinking about it. So ask yourself, what's keeping you stuck right now? What familiar patterns or stories are you holding on to? The stories you tell yourself shape your reality, and those stories are what keep you in the same place. To create a different reality, you need to change the narrative you're clinging to. Your imagination is incredibly powerful. It's your connection to the divine and lets you picture the version of yourself that already has everything you want. Love, abundance, health. Instead of just imagining it, start living like that version of yourself right now. Give yourself permission to be that person today. Your future self wants you to know that every moment is an opportunity to become a new you. If you feel stuck, it's because you're holding on to the same old stories and patterns that keep you in place. When you say, "I'm stuck," you're actually making that feeling stronger by believing it. The same thing happens when you think life isn't fair. You're creating that reality for yourself. But here's the key. Change is always happening. You're constantly moving through different versions of reality. The problem isn't that you're not changing, it's that you might be stuck in a loop, repeating the same patterns and clinging to the same identity. This repetition makes it seem like you're not moving forward, but in reality, you're just creating the same experience over and over. To break free, you need to let go of those old patterns and start seeing yourself as the person you want to be. Once you understand that change is something you're constantly experiencing, it becomes easier to accept it. The real question then is, can you make a bigger, more meaningful shift from where you are now to where you want to be? To do that, you have to let go of what feels familiar and comfortable. This means becoming aware of the thoughts you think and the beliefs you hold. These beliefs often run in the background, shaping your reality without you even realizing it. When you begin to let go of these old beliefs, you make space for new possibilities. This is where meditation can be incredibly powerful. Meditation allows you to step away from your current identity and open yourself up to new opportunities. It's like becoming nobody, nowhere, in no time, where you're connected to everything and floating in the quantum realm. When you visualize your desires and feel them as if they're happening right now, you're aligning yourself with the reality where those desires exist. The important thing to remember is that the how isn't something you need to worry about. That's just your ego trying to control the process. Your focus should be on the what and the why. What do you want and why do you want it? By concentrating on these, especially during meditation, you can connect with the version of yourself that already lives in the reality you desire. That's why meditation is such an effective tool for shifting your energy and transforming your life. Imagine you start doing a meditation every day. Over time, this simple daily practice begins to shift your energy. After a few months of sticking with it, your energy field has developed a new pattern. Your energy field acts like a magnet, attracting different people, events, and opportunities, or sometimes the lack of them, into your life. That's why meditation is so powerful. It helps you reconnect with your past self and, more importantly, allows you to imagine and feel the experiences you want to create. The incredible part is that your brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what you vividly imagine. By visualizing and feeling your desired reality, you start to rewire your brain to become that new version of yourself. Now take that feeling of certainty and apply it to your belief that you are the higher, more empowered version of yourself. It's not just about pretending during meditation for a few minutes. It's about carrying that energy with you throughout the day. When you do this, you set up an energetic expectation that changes how the world responds to you. Some of you watching this may have already started to embody this new energy. As you do, you might notice that people begin to interact with you differently. Even in places you've been going to for years, like your gym, you might find that the way others respond to you has completely changed, all because your energy has shifted. However, as you start carrying yourself differently and embodying this new energy, you might notice some interesting changes. As you elevate your frequency and fully embody a more confident version of yourself, everything shifts. You might notice that even the way you make eye contact with people changes, making you more approachable. It's as if the energy you're carrying invites these interactions. This shift isn't about doing something dramatically different. It's about consistently being the most confident version of yourself throughout your day. The third key to this process is to truly embody the belief that this is who you are now. Every moment, you have the opportunity to be a new version of yourself. So why not create and step into that confident, empowered self? The important thing is to give yourself permission to be this version of you. No one else can do that for you. People around you will reflect what you believe about yourself. So when you give yourself permission to be confident and assured, others will start reflecting that back to you. The irony is that once you give it to yourself, others will naturally follow. But you won't need their validation because you'll already know who you are. It's almost as if the energy within your field attracts different parallel realities, bringing them into your frame of vision. What was once invisible becomes visible because you're now matching the frequency of the version of yourself that already exists in those realities. The message from your future self is clear. You're being called to make a change right now. There's something you need to let go of. What is it? Is it a belief, a story you've been telling yourself, a label you've attached to, or perhaps a person in your life? Deep down, you know what it is. It's something that's worn you out and is keeping you stuck. Think about the parallel realities connected to the people you surround yourself with. You might be trapping yourself in a certain reality because like attracts like. As you shift your energy, you might find that the people around you also shift to higher versions of themselves. Or you might attract entirely new people into your life. And that's okay. The key is to remember that every moment, you're becoming a new version of yourself. You're constantly changing. If you want to create a more significant change, you have to step into the unknown. Fear is what often keeps you trapped in your current reality. But the way to overcome it isn't by waiting for it to disappear. You have to move through it. By doing so, you'll expand your sense of identity and open yourself to new possibilities. The unknown is where all the magic happens. As you venture into it, you might encounter blocks along the way. When they appear, simply become aware of them, let them go, and then allow yourself to fully step into that new version of yourself. Give yourself permission to be who you want to be, and you'll start to see your life transform in amazing ways.